Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. Well, it is my mother's birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Pam Barlow, she lives in Rineyville. She is a retired nurse, but she still actually works part-time at Baptist Health. She is a nana, as we call her, to a whole slew of grandkids locally and out in Colorado and up in Missouri. She also is married to a great guy, Robert, my stepdad, who is just the best guy ever. And she is 67 today. She doesn't mind me telling it because
I was gonna ask.
She's not very old. So
that's true. She's not.
But yeah, she in her later years has started quilting. Now, she had done that a little bit when I was in high school. And then she just kind of got out of the habit for about 25 years.
Okay.
And then got back into it pretty heavy. Most everyone in our family now has a personal handmade quilt that she themed around that person. And I love that.
Yeah. That is special.
Yeah.
Those are great memories.
They're really nice, too. So a couple of years back, she was getting ready to start making them. And she said, you know, I don't know who to start with. She's like, you know, you're my firstborn. But then, you know, you've got a sister and then, you know, there's grandkids. And I said, how about this? How about you just make all the girls in the family their quilts first and then start making the boys' quilts? Okay. And maybe you could give them to them on a birthday or whatever. So I got mine a year ago for my birthday. And it is awesome. And I love it. And she's got other ones she's still working on. She's got a couple more guys in the family to get through. She got through all the girls already. And made Robert one. He is retired military. So his is camouflage and got some cool stuff on it. And
that is so neat. I love that. I love her heart to want to do that. And that was very kind of you, very chivalrous to allow the ladies to go first and get their quilts. So,
okay, but I had an ulterior motive.
Well, you wanted her to work it all out. So
Yeah. If she had any kind of like hitches in her get along and wasn't quite back to really full... Yeah, I was like, well, you can go ahead and let the girls go first. I sounded like I was being selfless. The point was, maybe by the time she gets to my quilt, she'll have it down and mine will look good.
Oh, Brian. I was thinking, chivalry's not dead.
No.
Oh, well,
no.
It's not, though.
Anytime I do something nice, there's usually a self-serving element in
it. Would you just stop?
I mean,
you could
Walker.
Just, like, you could totally just own all this without this little sidebar.
I'm not a liar. I'm a lot of things, but I'm not a liar.
Well,
so, you know, there you go. It's like, Brian sounds like he's being nice and wants the girls to go first. No, I just wanted mom to be ready to go when my turn came, that it would be perfect. So,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday, mom, Nana, Pam.
Have a great day.
Yeah. By the way, it is Groundhog Day.
It is.
Six more weeks of winter.
Yeah. That's what he says.
Yeah. So he's,
but he's only right 39% of the time.
So take that with a lump of salt or a grain of sugar or a lump of sugar.
You just got that all mixed up, but that's okay.
Sugar and salt. Take some of it. Hey, it's Sonny and Cher because it's Groundhog Day.
Why again?
Every hour.